Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doug DiCenzo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Derek May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Wilkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Urias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Greg Maddux. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Greg Maddux. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Howell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ryan Thompson. Batting third. The third baseman, Chris Donalds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jeff McKnight. Batting sixth. The catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, DJ Dozier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Baez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Hillman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Eric Hillman. And now, play ball. Doug DiCenzo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. DiCenzo hits a line drive beyond short. Baez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds fields it and throws to first for the out. DiCenzo moves to second. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dawson hits a line drive beyond short. Baez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. DiCenzo scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 0-2. May hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howell bunts for a single. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Chris Donalds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Donalds hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Sandberg, who tags Donalds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Howell scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Maddux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilkins hits a line drive off the glove of Murray, and into shallow right field. Wilkins reaches second base with a double. Alex Urias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Urias hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into Baez, who tags Urias trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilkins scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maddux hits a line drive for a single. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. DeCenzo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCenzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeCenzo moves to second. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek May is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Hillman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Urias is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Urias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Urias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maddux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddux bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Urias moves to second. One out. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeCenzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeCenzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez fields it and has Urias trapped. There's the throw to McKnight, who tags Urias for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Joe Vitko now pitching. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a line drive for a single. Grace moves to second. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grace moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up off the glove of Donalds, and into shallow left field. May reaches second base with a double. Grace scores. Dawson scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Donalds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Donalds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Donalds strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of May. Murray reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McKnight is 0-for-1 in the game. McKnight hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops it up and throws to first, with Maddux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez misplays the ball. That's an error on Baez. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arias is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Arias hits a ball on the ground for a single. Wilkins moves to second. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maddux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddux bunts towards the mound. Vitko fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vitko. Wilkins scores. Arias moves to third. Maddux moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-1, Cubs. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. DeCenzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeCenzo strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sandberg strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a line drive beyond second. McKnight can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Arias scores. Maddux scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-1, Cubs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Baez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baez is 0-for-1 in the game. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Arias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Kent pinch hits for Joe Vitko. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kent strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Baez moves to second. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Maddux, and towards Sandberg, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Gibson now pitching. Mackey Sasser now playing first base. Derek May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilkins hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Arias is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Arias hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Donalds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Donalds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Donalds strikes out. 1 out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 0-for-2 in the game. McKnight hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maddux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeCenzo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeCenzo hits a line drive beyond second. McKnight can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug DeCenzo now playing right field. Doug Strange now playing second base. Fernando Ramsey now playing center field. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dozier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dozier strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Baez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fernando Ramsey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek May is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Bill Pecota pinch hits for Paul Gibson. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pecota hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ramsey. Pecota reaches second base with a double. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howell strikes out. One out. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. DeCenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Donalds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Donalds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donalds hits a fly ball into center field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Jones now pitching. Rick Wilkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilkins for the out. One out. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Arias is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Arias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donalds juggles the ball. That's an error on Donalds. Gary Scott pinch hits for Chuck McElroy. Gary Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCenzo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. DeCenzo is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. DeCenzo hits a pop-up towards short. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Scanlon now pitching. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 0-for-3 in the game. McKnight hits a fly ball into center field. Ramsey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier is 0-for-3 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive towards short. Arias reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.